If you want a break from watching the usual lineup of movies set in New York or Los Angeles, you might want to see a couple of new releases about another great American city, Detroit.
Look, if you had one shot.
8 Mile is already at the top of the movie charts for the 6 or 7 people who haven't heard of it yet. 8 Mile is a street in Detroit and also a thinly veiled biography of the rap star Eminem, who was born and grew up there.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down.
And then there's the documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown, the story of the studio band that called itself the Funk Brothers. They played on every single ever made at Motown, but never got the credit they deserved.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
The two movies accent the Motor City like front and rear bumpers. Entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell is our own headlight set on high beam, born and raised in Detroit. And joining us from Los Angeles. Hi, Elvis.
I thought you were going to say I was a cigarette lighter in the ashtray, so thanks for moving me up a little bit, John.
Oh, yeah.
What's really cool about all this stuff, though, is hearing 8 Mile and seeing the 8 Mile logo up around the country when I travel, and I keep thinking I'm in Detroit because that was sort of the line of demarcation between Detroit and the rich, mostly white suburbs. And these movies kind of run the gamut of the two different kinds of Detroit. The Detroit of 8 Mile is a blighted city, parts where it was shot in the seediest parts of Detroit and a part of Highland Park where I'm from, which was once called the City of Trees. And Standing in the Shadows of Motown is a Motown of the sound of young America, as Berry Gordy called Motown. It's the sound, it's the city of optimism, the city of hope, that belief in the future that brought all these musicians from around the country to work in the auto plants, eventually to work at Hitsville, USA, when they recorded all those great songs.
Does it matter which of these movies we see first?
I think it matters that you see both, actually, because I think what they both really get at is ambition. In the case of 8 Mile, it's the ambition of Eminem, and it's probably appropriate the picture begins with him backstage before an old-fashioned, old-school rap shootout takes place. He's back there sweating, and the walls are reflecting these shadows on him. He looks basically like the bumper of a car. He's kind of industrial gray. But when he starts rapping, when he basically starts hollering, you know, he becomes the real Slim Shady. He becomes the Eminem who scares parents to death. And we see where his appeal comes from. He comes to life. What Standing in the Shadows of Motown does is show that same kind of ambition checked, because these guys were never given the spotlight. They were literally the unsung heroes of Motown. And there's a great story about the guy who's really the center and the heartbreak of Standing in the Shadows of Motown, an amazing bassist named James Jamerson. And every sort of heartbeat you hear in a Motown single, he played. And there's a wonderful story where they talk about Jamerson being drunk and being persuaded by Marvin Gaye to play the lines for What's Going On, which he does on his back, drunk, with one finger.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Detroit, I knew, was full of jazz clubs and all kinds of places where there was music all the time. And maybe that's the real difference between these movies and what the kind of city they represent. In Standing in the Shadows of Motown, Detroit was a thriving music city where you could find inspiration anywhere. And these guys talk about going to after-hours clubs and playing Afro-Cuban rhythms for a great dancer named Lottie the Body, which gave them inspiration, and those licks became part of Motown songs later. And the Detroit of the Motor City, the Southeast Michigan that Eminem lives in, is a city where you have to build your own dream palace. Those things no longer exist. You have to basically mine opportunities because they aren't up and on the surface anymore. In the real way, it's kind of an underground movie, which is, and Eminem came from the rap underground in the early days.
The lyrics to Eminem's rap songs in the movie certainly tell a more frightening story about the desperation to get out of the slums and the life of the working poor. Let's hear a little bit of that song right now.
It's a thing I've lived too long when I'm in Los Angeles listening to a white rapper from Detroit on national public radio.
You know, what points do these movies make about race? Eminem is, of course, a white rapper in a business where most rappers are black. The Funk Brothers were actually an interracial band.
They were. But also the point about race that makes, too, it's very interesting you bring that up, John, is that in the early days of Motown, if you remember, there were never any pictures of the artists on the records, on the albums. Barry Gordy wanted these things to seem like they come from anywhere, and he didn't want to scare off white record buyers. And it is peculiar that the movie 8 Mile puts us in the position of cheering for a white rapper against a bunch of black people. That's a real sign that pop is taking a very interesting turn. And I know that some people have had problems with that, but a lot of people have problems with Eminem in general. I think what's exciting about these movies to me is seeing such a wide swath of these Detroit represented in the movies. It's a big city, and the fact that it was an amazing city full of music that gave life and breath to a definition of what that city was, that's all disappeared. Eminem is almost single-handedly, in the mainstream at least, brought that back, and it's great to see him reclaim that title for the city and to see that happen in a movie.
Elvis, I wonder, is this nostalgia from a child of the 60s talking, or does the music from Standing in the Shadows of Motown sound a whole lot better than the rapping in 8 Mile?
I actually don't think it sounds a lot better. Well, actually, it does sound a lot better than some of the rapping in 8 Mile. I think a lot of the problem with 8 Mile is it's basically like Purple Rain or Flashdance, one of those go-for-it kind of 80s movies that basically spell out what the lead performer has to do, and he goes out and does it, and then we know he's going to go on to fame and fortune. But as a performer, I like Eminem. I think he's really interesting as a rapper, and I think there's a gap being closed now, and the fact is that rap basically reminds of a Motown all the time. Those great bass lines and that incredible drumming, those things are constantly being sampled. There are pieces of that DNA floating around in almost every rap album you can find.
Thanks, Elvis.
Thank you, John.
Entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell speaking with us from Los Angeles.